Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for William. My name is TJ, calling from Archtop Viber.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
So I actually am calling with good news. We are able to go ahead and get you scheduled for your install.
Well, we didn't talk install. We talked preliminary sign up, and somebody was going to come to me to sit down and talk with me to see what was best for me to do. And I actually think I'm walking towards my calendar. I have a date set for that. Oh, does that mean you're ill-informed?
No, I am just taking a look into the account because I see that we have you already set up for service, and all we're waiting on is the installation date.
I was looking at, I thought it was November, something for a guy to come and sit down and go over stuff with me. Why do I have that? Not sure. There was an Archtop meeting. You don't show one, huh, on your calendar? I talked to some gentleman at the meeting we had at the clubhouse at the Commons.
Okay.
And I thought sure I had written it on my calendar because you're speaking to me in Florida at the moment.
Oh, my apologies.
Well, that's not a problem. It's just that I'm concerned now. I thought I had a date on my calendar for this gentleman to come by because he said he was going to see what he could do about what sort of streaming service would work best for me and go over stuff at my residence with me. And I don't understand why you don't show a meeting with me, with someone?
I don't show anything on the calendar as of yet, as far as like tasks go. I just have the tasks of the residential field install, which is basically when we come and send a tech out to your apartment to install your internet service.
That's not going to happen now because I won't be home until like the 18th or so.
Of November?
Yeah.
I mean, we can
Yeah.
schedule out that far if you'd like.
Well, but the thing is, I'm not ready to quote unquote leave Spectrum and hook up with you guys, and that's what
Okay.
we were supposed to talk about. And I'm really concerned that I don't have it on my
Well, let me
calendar
reach out and
because
maybe see if there was a miscommunication.
yeah, who was one of the guys who was leading that group that night? Do you remember?
I couldn't tell you. Do you know if it was Matt?
What would another name be?
I mean, honestly, I couldn't tell you.
I'm
I mean,
thinking,
we've got several.
I'm thinking Matt sounds familiar. There were two gentlemen there that night, giving the talk about what you guys were going to do.
Okay.
And we made an appointment, and I don't know why I don't have that here. You know what? I may have written it on my desk calendar at home. I've got a regular calendar I brought with me to Florida to keep up on things, but
Okay.
I don't think I transferred it to here. So why don't we let this be put down by my name that I will call you back when I get
Okay.
home, and we'll see what's going to do. Maybe by then I'll have my desk calendar information and know better.
Absolutely. I can put that in the notes.
Okay.
Because
Because
that
you know
way,
what,
at
let
least
me
we can.
while I have you, let me ask you a couple of questions if that's okay.
Sure.
If I were to switch over, what do you do with landline telephone?
What do you mean, what do we do with landline telephone? We would set that up because we have you in the system as going to be porting over the phone.
Okay. So and then I go to Florida for 5 or 6 months a year. So
Yeah, we
do I
can do a
then?
temporary disconnect.
Oh, you can. Okay.
Yes.
And not lose my number.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So that was one of my questions. The other question is, if I got a streaming service, can I then bring that service to Florida with me?
So the streaming service, so the way that the streaming services work is that, like, say, for example, you subscribe to Netflix or you subscribe to YouTube TV, for example. That is bringable everywhere because you're dealing with them directly. It's not like we're providing you with a device that you would be questioned as to whether or not you'd be able to bring it with you. Those are the accounts that you specifically sign up to subscribe to, which is, in a sense, a replacement for cable.
Okay. So now, do I still need to, up north in Saugerties, continue to keep my Spectrum, I guess, my? Do you replace the streaming for Spectrum altogether, or do I have to still have Wi-Fi through them?
No, so we wouldn't be replacing any streaming services as far as that goes. I mean,
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I mean, we provide the internet, we provide the Wi-Fi.
So then that adds to the second question of what you said about taking the streaming with me. If I'm not there for 5 months, do you also put on hold my Wi-Fi that I'm not paying for it when I'm not there?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. But again, if your streaming services, such as like Netflix, Hulu, those kinds of subscriptions, you don't have to put those on hold, and you can bring those with you because you have access to them through your phone.
I do that now. Yeah. I do that now.
Yeah. So, I mean, when it comes to a temporary disconnect, because, for example, my mother, she used to go home to St. Bart's for 4 or 5 months out of the year. And so during that time, she would just put everything on hold, not pay for anything. Anybody who needed to get a hold of her would already know to reach her by email or call her cell phone.
All right. Because here in Florida, my Wi-Fi is AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
So I could just put that on hold up north in Saugerties and use the AT&T Wi-Fi here with whatever streaming service I sign up with.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. This is all over my head. You know, I am 85 years old. So.
No worries. I mean, the great thing about Netflix, and like Netflix can get a little complicated at times because once it realizes, hey, you're not home, you're not on your specific IP address or whatever it tells you, it gives you an error. You can then tell it that, hey, I am traveling. There's an I'm traveling button so that it allows you to access Netflix from different locations.
I've never had a problem using Netflix here or Prime Video here. Even I use it at home, but I still am able to.
Well, like, for example,
is this William? And I just click on yes, it's William. And they continue on. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's interesting because, like, my father resides in Russia. And before the sanctions were put on to where he could no longer watch Netflix, he would have to specifically state, I'm traveling, in order for both of us to use it because we're halfway around the world.
Well, I get that. Yeah.
From each other. So that was kind of something that they had to do. I don't know if they did away with that or not, but last I checked, I was having issues and couldn't access Netflix for a while.
Well, I just read an article here in the local Orlando paper. And it was talking about YouTube. YouTube is being accused of doing a lot of voting, what's the proper word I should use, incorrect informational stuff about voting, putting it out there on their YouTube service.
Oh, yeah.
And the court system just got on them about spreading improper information about voting. So I had no idea because a friend of mine said, well, when you go to your new service up home, get YouTube because it's one of the better ones to use. And now I'm reading today, they're not one of the better ones. They're already trying to affect our voting here in the U.S. So little do we know what's behind some of this stuff sometimes. Yeah. Okay. So I will be in touch with you when I get home.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm putting in that note now that you will be giving us a call.
And who am I speaking with? At,
My name is CJ.
CJ. Okay,
yes.
Art Stop. How's the install coming there? You in the ground and ready?
Yeah,
point?
So we've been given the green light to reach out to several within your community there that are looking for service to go ahead and schedule them about 5 days out.
Okay, so when you're in conversation with your colleagues there, check with Matt or somebody about signing that they were coming to talk to me.
Yes, absolutely. I will definitely reach out and see.
Okay, and then when I call you when I get back, maybe we'll be on a better page of what's going on.
Absolutely.
Oh, CJ, wonderful to talk to you. I'm sorry I'm not ready at the moment. But
no, that's perfectly fine. I mean, we are willing to go at your pace, however you want to do it. It's, you know, we're looking forward to providing you with service. And, you know, however you want to do it is the way that you want to do it. We don't pressure. We're very transparent.
I hope it works because I will be so happy to get rid of Spectrum. It's just, for years I have fought because every time I go to the Kingston office and I tell them I'm leaving for Florida, put my stuff on hold.
And then they just don't.
Well, and then somebody, you know, they're pretty good about putting it on hold. And then somebody there will give me a card and say, email me and I'll get you back on. This happened to me last year. Some lady there gave me her card. I emailed her. She said, you're already hooked up. I get home, turn my stuff on. Nothing's hooked up. I call.
Of course.
I can't get anybody. Oh, my God. It's the whole thing all over again. Then I got to redo all my televisions with my passcode and everything. Because, you know, I don't need that at this level in my life. I just want to turn
Yeah, exactly.
Button.
It's simple. You give us a call. You let us know, hey, I'm coming back. We reinstate it. And then you're good to go. And usually
okay,
we'll do it either same day that you call or you tell us what day you want it back on, whether it's the day before. And then, of course, if you do run into an issue, definitely give us a call. We'll fix it as quick as possible.
Okay. I don't want to hear that if I have an issue. No issues.
No.
You got to
no. Usually there's not, but I've never run into an issue with that. But I'm just saying if ever you do ever have any questions or are experiencing something that just doesn't seem right, definitely don't be afraid to give us a call because we'll be on top of it.
Yeah, well, I fired Spectrum here in Florida a few years ago because it just got so coming back and forth here because I'm only down for 5 weeks now and then I'll come home and then I come back again in January. And so there was always that on and off thing. Well, I didn't even bother to turn Spectrum off when I left now for 5 weeks. It just wasn't worth the aggravation. I figure I'll pay the money for 1 month and bite it and go from there, you know. So. Okay, talk to you guys soon. Thanks for taking time to speak with me. I appreciate that, and I'll call you in a couple of weeks.
All right, perfect. Absolutely.
Have a great day, huh?
You as well, and thank you so much for taking my call from Archtop. I hope you have a fantastic day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.